cause it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. My woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised. Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the...
Welcome to the show, folks. And I'd send him some... You are tuned into the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso, one of your hosts. George in Maryland is with us. George, thank you for joining us.
Good to be here, James.
And we may be joined by Paul Fromm from Canada at a later point in the show. This is live, and your calls are always welcomed at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Today is September 22nd, 2016, a Thursday, and my, oh my, we have tomorrow, we have Saturday and Sunday, and then, uh-oh, it's Hillary versus Donald in the greatest cage match of our lives. So, all the speculation that Hillary wouldn't make it, that, Donald Trump wouldn't make it, that we'd never get here. Boy, it's all kind of, looks like it's all going to happen.
And hey, James, the winner gets an all-expenses-paid trip to downtown Charlotte.
Okay. So have you got the count at your fingertips there, George, of how many days till the election?
Give me a second.
Okay.
46 day, 2 hours and 55 minutes.
Oh, my gosh, 46 days. As days peel off the calendar, folks, the chances for all the various, people for the last year that we've been doing this have, been speculating, Barack Obama's going to crash the economy. He's going to start a war. He's going to cancel the election. He's going to appoint himself president.
Or dictator for life.
Dictator for life, yeah. It's all kind of turning out to be just what it looked like it was. It's going to be Hillary Clinton against Donald Trump, and people are going to get to vote. With 46 days to go, come on, what can any enemy do? I mean, how do they yank Hillary Clinton out of there? Apparently, the DNC has the power to do that. It would take 53 votes on their 104-member DNC committee, and then they'd have to all agree. These are demo rats who do not agree on a whole lot of things. All the Bernie Sanders people and the Clinton people would have to agree on a replacement for Clinton. And who comes to mind? So the I don't think that's going to happen. I think we're going to see Hillary and Donald Trump all the way in three debates. We'll watch Mike Pence clobber Tim Kaine in the vice presidential debate on October 4th. Today, we got the treat of Donald Trump in Chester Township, Pennsylvania, introduced by Bobby Knight. And we heard Bobby Knight last night. So Bobby Knight got on the plane with Donald Trump. That's my best explanation here. And flew into Chester Township with Donald Trump. Let's listen to Bobby Knight just for a moment. One of the maybe the greatest basketball coach who ever stepped on the court.
That's awfully nice of you folks. But I want to tell you, I think when I was coaching, I don't think we ever lost a game in Pennsylvania. And that, there's just a possibility that may not be true, too. So I want you to know that. But I've always been a big fan of the state of Pennsylvania. One of the people that I admired most in college athletics was Joe Paterno. Well, that being said, maybe it's strange for a coach to be here, and why am I here? Well, I'm here, I think, like all of you people are. I'm here because I love the United States. And I can tell that you feel exactly as strongly about our country as I do. Let me talk about Donald Trump just for a moment. Donald Trump is an interesting guy. I mean, really interesting. And Donald Trump is not national. He's international. Donald Trump is known all over the world. This is a guy, when becoming president, is going to have an opportunity to work with anybody in the world because they're all going to know who he is. They know who he is now. They know two things about him. They know how smart he is, and they know how damn tough he is. And this is not going to be a wimpy president, ladies and gentlemen. Just keep in mind, you have an opportunity to elect a smart, tough man who will really, really make a tremendous difference in everything that we as Americans want. We will be really proud of what this guy does. Now, let me tell you a couple things about it. Donald had businesses all over the world, not just in the United States, but worldwide, businesses of all different kinds. And in doing that, he always had a lot of people. He had new people all over the world. But one thing that happens in any endeavor is problems. Now, when I was coaching basketball, when I quit coaching, my players, my teams had won more games than anybody in the history of college basketball. And the reason why we did this is because I had surrounded myself with some really smart people. And there are two real keys to winning. You've got to have good players. No coach won with bad players. You win with good players. That's number one. Number two is, when we were playing, let's say we're playing Michigan, and they have a really good press. We've got to solve that press. We've got to be able to find an offense that beats that press, or we've got to be able to beat the zone defense. How do we beat so-and-so's defense? That's where I think Donald Trump brings more to the table than any single person we've had in this situation in a long, long time.
As in, folks, our entire lifetimes. Wouldn't you agree, George?
I would agree.
Yeah, there's nobody, you can't go back to any figure. I go back as early as Eisenhower. I can remember Dwight D. Eisenhower. And there's nothing between Dwight Eisenhower and the present that it can even comes up to the knees of Donald Trump. There's Bobby. He was kind of on a similar theme to the one he had last night when he was introducing Donald Trump, although he had some new, very interesting new elements in it. Let's go to Donald Trump himself here, and let's see how Donald Trump feels about the whole thing. Here he comes. Here it goes.
And for us to have that, you only have to do one thing, and that's vote for Donald Trump. That's all you got to do. And with that, it's my pleasure to present to you the best man, the best person that we have had in a long, long time, and in the future, he will go down as one of the best that we've ever had. Let me introduce you to Mr. Donald Trump.
Now, you know, we don't have time here for all the stories about how Donald Trump and Bobby Knight got connected, but Bobby Knight was urging Donald Trump to run for president before Donald Trump decided to do it. Bobby Knight, on his own, recognized from Indiana that Donald Trump was a true leader and that America needed him, and he was trying to get a phone message into Donald Trump to that effect, and it took a while for them to make the connection. But Bobby Knight saw Donald Trump as a president before Donald Trump did. And you know what? Here's a guy that's actually taller than Donald Trump. My goodness, they're standing next to each other. Bobby Knight's holding Donald Trump's microphone. These guys really, boy, these guys like each other.
900 games. Olympics, world championships.
These two guys, these two men really
Thank
admire
you.
Each other, you can tell.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, I will. Thank you, Bobby Knight, everybody. Be careful. Be careful. Thank you. What do you think of Bobby Knight? 900 games. He won 900 games. That's called a winner. We like winners. Thank you, Bobby. I'll tell you what. When I had to win Indiana, and I got the endorsement of Bobby Knight, it was over. It was over. That was a big one. It's great to be here in Pennsylvania. Love Pennsylvania. We've had really great polls coming in. I will say a brand new Rasmussen poll has us up 5 points nationwide.
We'll talk about that.
And a lot of states have us way, way up. People are starting to get a little bit nervous, folks. They're starting to get nervous. On November 8th, we're going to win this state, and we're going to win the White House. We're going to take it back. We're going to replace our failed and corrupt establishment with a new government that serves you, your family, and your country. You have to do it, and we're going to do it on November 8th. At the center of our society is going to be a simple promise to every American, and it's called safety. We need safety.
Nice.
We're going to make America safe again.
Nice.
I don't believe it. Look at that room over there. Wow. Look at that room over there. I wish those cameras could see that. They wouldn't show it, by the way. They wouldn't show it. I wish the cameras could see that. Wow, that is a lot of people. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. That's a long ways away. Thank you very much. The rioting in our streets is a threat to all peaceful citizens, and it must be ended and ended now. The main victims of these violent demonstrations are law-abiding African Americans who live in these communities and only want to raise their children in safety and peace and with a good education. That's what they want. And we're going to give that to them. We're going to give that to them. Who's looking out for them? For every one violent disruptor, there are thousands of moms and dads in those same communities who just want their kids to be able to walk home safely from school. To all citizens in all of our inner cities and all across the country, I say these words to you tonight. I am with you, and I will fight for you, I promise.
Nice, nice. We'll pause Donald Trump right there. That's today in Chester Township, Pennsylvania. And George, the poll he's referring to, we'll go to that right now, is the latest Rasmussen poll. And I like the fact that Donald Trump, we follow the polls here. Donald Trump follows the polls very, very closely. And the Rasmussen poll, let's find it here, that he's referring to, has, let me find it. Where did it go? I'm going to find it. Well, I'll just go down the list here. The in the general election poll, the Reuters Ipsos poll has Trump up by 2 points. Trump 39, Clinton 37, Johnson 7. His numbers are going down. Stein 2. And by the way, good news, Johnson and Stein, the combination is hurting Clinton, because when the same Reuters pits Clinton against Trump, it's called a tie, 39-39. So thank you.
Hey, James, the engineer is looking for you.
Oh, okay. Let me find the engineer. Oh, okay. All right, I got that. Okay, yes, we'll do that. We're going to go. We've got a special guest coming up, Everett Corley, if you can hear me. We will go to you in just 1 minute here after we cover this poll. And so we have a special guest coming up, folks. I'm going to try to get to that Rasmussen poll, if I can find it. Here's these are state polls. I want to just go to the national polls. Well, I'll give you a few state polls. After this national poll, the LA Times USC tracking poll still has Trump up by 4 points now, a little bit of less than he had a couple days ago, but that's within the margin of error there. Up by 4 points, 46-42 in a two-way race against Clinton. In a swing state, a battleground state, Fox News has Trump up by 3 points. In Ohio, Fox News has Trump up by 5 points. In Wisconsin, Clinton is up by only 3 points. So watch out, Clinton. You're going to lose Wisconsin, which was supposed to be a lock for you. In North Carolina, Fox has Trump up by 5 points. And I'll find that Rasmussen while we're in a break here, and then we'll come back with Everett Corley as well. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Attention CPAP users! Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.
We're back, folks. And I did locate that poll for you. Everett Corley, hang on. We're going to be with you momentarily. The latest poll today, Rasmussen has Donald Trump up by 5, Trump 44, Clinton 39, Johnson 8, Stein 2, and a whole bunch of other very good polls in battleground states like Georgia, Trump up by 7, Florida, Trump up by 1, I love this one, in Louisiana, Donald Trump is leading by 16 percentage points. And in that Louisiana Senate race, the leader is John Kennedy, Republican. This is for the open seat in the U.S. Senate in Louisiana. John Kennedy, Republican, is first with 17. Bustani, another Republican, former congressman, he gave up his... No, he's not the former congressman. He is at 15. Democrat Lady Fayard is third at 11. A Democrat Campbell, fourth at 9, and a Republican who gave up his congressional seat to run, Fleming, at 8. I think Bustani gave up a congressional seat, too. And I think Rob Manis is fifth with 3.3%, and David Duke is sixth with 3.1% in that poll, which is the SMOR poll, the first big poll that's been conducted in Louisiana Senate race. Let's go to Everett Corley, our guest right now. Everett, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Corley. This is James Kelso. Thank you.
Yeah, how are you tonight?
Great, and thank you for being a guest on our show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Folks, Everett is running for Congress, and Everett, could you tell the folks a little about yourself, where you're running, and a little about your platform?
Well, I'm running in the third party. A group of us got together after they attempt to tear down. As you know, there's a movement across the South in general to tear down Confederate war memorials, and we had a 72-foot-tall Confederate war memorial, and a black professor at Pan-African Studies at U of L led the effort. And but so far, we have continued to block their efforts to tear it down. A judge said they had to find a place to put it, and they were never going to do that unless I personally took the mayor to court and got an injunction on him. And so we're still fighting the good fight to preserve American history. And so we decided to call ourselves the Forefathers Party. And, of course, we strongly support Donald Trump. On my website, CorleyCongress.com, I talk about the first issue I talk about is immigration. And the biggest issue, I think, besides two local issues, which I won't get into, about veterans hospitals and $100 million tunnels that they built for the highway they didn't need. But the biggest national issue is what I'd like to see is the so-called birthright citizenship changed. And I do not believe it would need a constitutional change because it's been written in the Federalist Papers. And I think we need to, for preservation's sake of our culture, we need to immediately end the birthright status of people who just come into this country and have children, and they automatically become citizens. And, of course, that's the excuse for the amnesty people, is that, oh, well, their children are American citizens. Well, that's a questionable basis legality, and I believe that we need to we need to revise the law and change that immediately.
Very good, very good. And, folks, I'll tell you what Everett Corley can't tell you about himself. He's a really handsome candidate. I'm looking at your picture on your website, CorleyCongress.com. That's C-O-R-L-E-Y, folks. And tell the folks a little about where your district is in Kentucky.
Well, unfortunately, most of Kentucky is beautiful, rolling mountains and hills and forests and farming people and just the best kind of clean Americans you could ever hope for. And there are a lot of those in my district in Jefferson County and Louisville, but Louisville is kind of what Detroit is to Michigan. And so we haven't gone that far, and we're trying to stop the slide to that. We have a lot of good suburban areas and working class people who are still struggling against this one-party rule here in Jefferson County. And
all right, Everett, hold the thought right there. We're going to come back. We'll look at your bio, too, which is great, at your website right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks, and we're quite honored to have as our guest congressional candidate, 3rd District, Kentucky, Everett Corley. And Mr. Corley, I'm looking at your fine website, CorleyCongress.com, and of course the American Freedom Party very heartily endorses your run as a third party candidate. Well, thank you. And I'm looking at this really great, folks. Mr. Corley is an example of citizen activism. It looks like you did this single-handedly, Mr. Corley. It says a Jefferson County Circuit Court judge on Monday issued a restraining order to block removal of the Confederate monument near the University of Louisville. And it says GOP congressional hopeful Everett Corley filed the temporary restraining order in Jefferson Circuit Court to stop Fisher and University of Louisville President James Ramsey from removing the monument from the school's campus. Now, folks, this is I read here that this beautiful statue of a Confederate soldier was built in 1895.
70 feet high.
Wow. And, am I right here that what you did illustrates what a small number of people, even a single individual, can do?
Yes, and the biggest problem I have with the people out there is every person does not realize their own effectiveness. And every mechanic, every gas station attendant, every steel worker, every unemployed man or woman out there, you who haven't voted in 10 or 15 or 20 years, if our own voters got out there, our own culture people got out there for this one election, there wouldn't be a precinct in this country except the overwhelmingly minority ones that we wouldn't carry. It would be a landslide of gigantic proportions. And the establishment of Louisville is far to the left. We are in the grip of a socialistic. Our congressman John Yarmuth is graduated from Yale. His family comes from a very, very traditionally liberal Jewish New York background. He was a big Obama supporter. He's a big gun control confiscation person. He just represents the worst of America. And I'm so glad that at least there's someone that we can have people have a choice this year, at least.
Well, and folks, what Everett Corley, and that's CorleyCongress.com, please go to his website, and if you can help him out with his campaign, please do so. What you represent, Everett, may I call you Everett,
yes,
is the that to fight back, use the system. Where it's possible, use the system. Notice he filed a temporary restraining order. Any one person can file for a temporary restraining order. And what he did, by just he looked up a few things and he filed on several bases that, this statute, the removal of it, is improper and it should be blocked. And by using the system, using the courts, now you're using, you were effective. Now, by running for Congress, you are, you're getting a lot more attention and you're attaching a lot more status to our cause than those who've given up thinking that politics is pointless. And of course, Donald Trump is a magnificent, on the huge scale, demonstration of the same thing.
Yes, and it's sad because the local, I became a third party, forefathers party, is because the local Republican organization, which was controlled by Senator McConnell, were all for Bush and Rubio. And the fact of the matter is they blocked all the Trump delegates. But by the time the national convention had come, they were rendered irrelevant. And so, but the fact is that they put up a token Republican candidate who doesn't even have a campaign manager. So we have a real chance to capture the disaffected Democrats and the Republican and independent votes and make a real difference in this race. And in the last 30 days, because the presidential race so overwhelms everything else in Kentucky, and of course, Dr. Rand Paul, who I strongly support, is up for re-election against the mayor of Lexington, who is a member of the LGBT community, as they call it. So we really have a contrast this year with me against Yarmuth and Paul against this Mayor Gray, and then of course Trump against Clinton and Jill Stein. And I think we really have a choice in Kentucky, even in Louisville, where there is I believe still a majority of folks, a bare majority of vote folks who can plurality who would vote for change this year.
Well, and I know I'm repeating myself, but I urge you folks to go to Corley, C-O-R-L-E-Y, congress.com, just to see what a fine-looking man you are, Mr. Corley, and also to read up on your bio. You've done a lot of things. You really have a record of activism and achievement. And
Thank you. I
think you're a real model of what we in the American Freedom Party, we want to get people doing what you've done, get them doing it all over the country.
I just wanted to say real quickly, if and when Trump wins, I think internationally that the opportunity for him to have an alliance with Putin across the sea and have a great Western European East-West alliance against international Islam and Zionism both, and to have a new kind of system around the world, along with nationalists in Hungary and UKIP in Britain and the Alternative Party in Germany and so many others. I think Hungary is a perfect example. I think we have an enormous opportunity to really reshape the entire geopolitical system against globalism and more towards true nationalism.
Wow. There are only, George has said there are only 46 days left before the election. I sure would be, and George, I know you would too. We'll get you into the conversation here, George, because I know your hair's on fire from what Mr. Corley has said. I hope you can come back on our program here. We're on 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, from 9 to 10 p.m. live. And then we have a three-hour show on Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. So I hope you can find, in your campaign schedule, I hope you can find some time to come back on this show.
I'd be delighted.
Yeah, Mr. Corley, George, I would like to thank you for appearing. You do have a fabulous campaign, and you're a great contrast. There are good people in our movement who absolutely, utterly, and flatly refuse to participate in any part of the system. The idea being, if you participate at all, you're part of the problem. And it just isn't true. So welcome to the fight, and I hope you win.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me on your show. You play such a vital role in desperately getting the word of the silent majority out there, and there's so many people who, like with the Confederate monument, who told me behind the scenes, oh, we really do agree with you, but we can't say anything, but they're out there, and they're there by the thousands and millions, and wait till November.
You know, there's a similar, Everett, there's a similar fight going on in Memphis, Tennessee, where the statue of Nathan Bedford Forrest and the tomb there of both Nathan Bedford Forrest and his wife, they're both in that tomb. The clowns in the downtown district of Memphis, want
right.
to take this very wonderful statue and monument and part of Tennessee history. And, they really actually what they want to do is just dump it in the river.
Well, that's what they said about the Confederate monument in Louisville. That's the exact quote that the so-called Pan-African professor, Ricky Jones, said to do, and he's been a thorn in our side for the last 6 months. And the fact of the matter is that just two nights ago, in the shadow of that Confederate monument, and you won't see riots like Charlotte over this, two white University of Louisville students were robbed and raped by three African-American youth aged 16, 17, and 18. And of course, they're only releasing the 18-year-old's name, but they've just been arrested. No riots, no press about it, nothing. And we see this over and over again, this incredible double standard, and yet all they're concerned about is removing this monument and not concerned about the terrible heroin and crime and a drug epidemic in Louisville. No one will stand up to these people. The major talk show host, Harry Miners, is enthralled by the left wing. He constantly shows his true stripes. And I'm sure you've seen these kind of people before that just lose their mind completely to political correctness, and it's really a sad thing.
Well, and it is, and I mentioned the Nathan Bedford Forrest Monument in Memphis to make the connection there with the fellow director of the American Freedom Party, James Edwards, who's also a radio host, and I'd love to get James Edwards together with you, Mr. Corley, and boy, the two of you could really share notes. But James Edwards is right outside of Memphis, and he's young and handsome like you, and he's run for office like you. So that's a meeting that's bound to happen between you and James Edwards, one of the directors of the American Freedom Party. Well, thank you very much for being with us, and I apologize for the shortness of our show. I wish I could have you on for hours. We do have a three-hour show on Sunday, so maybe we can do a longer interview with you on one of the Sundays.
I will definitely look forward to it, and thank you so much for having me on your show tonight, and keep me posted.
All right. Thanks, Mr. Corley. So long.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, folks, that was a real treat. Mr. Corley, he's the model of what we can do with third-party politics or just citizen activism. You know, it doesn't make that much difference what the name of your party is, or if you have a party, you can run just as an independent. But use the system, use the alternative media, as he just did, to get our message out, and then use the system to stop our enemies. Let's go back here for just a moment to Donald Trump and just hear a little bit of what he had to say today. Let me find him again. Here he comes. And we'll resume where we left off in listening to Donald Trump. Here he is in Chester Township, Pennsylvania, today, right where we left off.
We're going to end. You see what's happening with our open borders. That's all going to end. The people trying to rig our financial system and our economy are the people giving their money to Hillary Clinton. Our campaign is about breaking up the special interest.
I've got a little bit of an audio tie up here. Let me just... correct that. I think I got it. There we go. Now let's go to... Here he is. He's just... I think he might have a protester here. The crowd's going wild. Huge crowd. He's just smiling.
All right. Thank you. These people... But you notice they don't have the same spirit as the Bernie Sanders people, right? There's no spirit there. You say get out, and they just walk out. There's no spirit. Hillary Clinton calls people who don't support her deplorable and irredeemable. Right? I don't think so. I call anyone who doesn't support me an American citizen who is entitled to equal representation under the law.
Nice.
I will be a president for all Americans, and I will campaign for every last vote in every last community. I will extend my hand to every mayor in this country who wants to be a partner in making our city safer for their citizens. That's what's going to happen. But to do this, that's right. Look at, don't let him get tired. But to do this, we must work with our police, not against our police. They are great people, and they do a great job.
Now let's pause for a moment here at that. You know, the big deal. Donald Trump just got the endorsement of the Fraternal Order of Police, 330,000 members. He also just got the endorsement of the Tea Party Super PAC. Did you catch that one, George?
It's about time, Tea Party. I guess yes. Maybe the Tea Party's losing some of their neocon flavor.
Well, yeah, and see, and then there's talk of. Somebody called me to say that Ted Cruz is thinking of endorsing Donald Trump. So these are the late arrivals at the train station here for the Trump train. But better late than never. Somebody was saying to me that maybe some of those Tea Party officials who were dragging their feet, they were noticing the fact that their members they've already gotten on the Trump train. So. Their members were already on the train, so the leaders, I guess, had to get on with them.
Interesting to see if the Tea Party still exists 18 months from now.
Well, you know, let's hope that, you know, that Donald Trump from the inside will transform. He'll transform the Republican Party, the Tea Party movement, those people who really are rats, those people, you know, will walk the plank. But most people, you know, they're going to come around, and most people are good people, and people who have been cynical, they'll lose their cynicism, and people that were skittish and afraid and didn't want to be politically incorrect. Donald Trump will blow through all of that. He already has for lots of us, but I think he'll do that. Donald Trump, the candidate, is something. He is a phenomenon. Folks, imagine Donald Trump, the president. Imagine what this show is going to be like when he's not running for office. He's in office. It's going to be huge.
Huge.
We've got huge. We've got one more segment coming up. Maybe we can get a call in or two. We'll see you right after this break.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. We're in our last segment. The headline we just talked about, the Tea Party endorsing Donald Trump. I'll just give you the maybe the best coverage of that. It's at Breitbart. Tea Party Super PAC endorses Donald Trump. The let's see, we got a statement here from the president, who is Chairman Jenny Beth Martin of Tea Party Patriot Citizens Fund. And she says, Hillary Clinton stands opposed to everything the Tea Party stands for on the policy, political, and personal fronts. Donald Trump, on the other hand, has pledged to fight to uphold our core values. In making a choice between the two of them, there is really no choice at all. We choose Trump. So that's big news. A lot of people are going to pay attention to that. Another front that we cover in our waning moments here, Matt Drudge probably is getting the eyes and ears of more people than anybody in our cause. And he's got on his website, it's all over, the Trumpian threat to global order, one of his headlines. Washington Post lead on Friday, debate is a fresh test of Donald's TV prowess. Buchanan, how he wins. Haitian immigrants cross into USA from Mexico. George, it's just about every other Drudge headline is a bullet point for Donald Trump.
And that's because he's winning.
Yeah. And here's an Obama new citizen push due to election. So he's swearing people in ceremonies as fast as he can.
And James, old Obama's been missing in action here with Charlotte, North Carolina, burning to the ground. Where's our chief executive?
Yes, yes. And of course, these rioters, throughout this campaign, they have done nothing but wake white folks up and motivate white folks to defend their families and their life and their nation. So thank you to these idiots. Looking ahead here to where Donald Trump will be in the coming days, he only has one event listed, and that's in Roanoke, Virginia, on Saturday at 6 p.m., and we will fully cover that in our 3 hours.
There's 10,000 yes? capacity at the Berglund Center in Roanoke.
Okay.
That's a lot of bodies.
That's going to be a big one. There'll be at least 10,000 people there. You can be sure of that. And what he will do tomorrow that's not announced on the schedule, it will be something. And boy, has Donald Trump shown himself to be a fireball. Hillary Clinton is in hiding. Donald Trump is somewhere in several places every day. His nonstop high energy. We'll be back with more high energy on this show, George and Paul. So we'll see you here, same time, same station tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit
heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.